So I'll just show you some of these. And I have the little booklet.
Well, that'd be very interesting to see that.
So there's a few little things. That's the one you were, I think, isn't it? Is that the one you remembered in Ballon's Straw?
I'll have to give my glasses a wrap.
Mine is the same. You can't do without them, sure.
I spend my time working gas. It's amazing how dirty they can get. Dust and everything
else.
Particularly the ones that you're wearing, like I'm wearing now.
Yes.
You know, all the time.
All the time, they do.
Yes, that's the little booklet I had too, but I just couldn't. I was looking for it the other day and I couldn't find it. Most beautiful furniture. You know, the outside of the palace was designed and made by William Hicks, the famous furniture and cabinet maker in Dublin.
In
Dublin.
Yes,
he made the framework of the house.
I see.
And Sir Neville designed all the inside and painted all the inside. And everything in it is perfect in miniature. Yes, that's the outside of it. Now, if you look at the outside of it there, it has a great look of the Office of Arms.
Oh.
In Dublin Castle.
Oh, has it? Yes.
If you look at it, very like. And you see, Sir Neville was the Ulster King at Arms.
Yes.
And he worked in the Office of Arms in Dublin Castle. So he probably had that in his mind.
Yes.
It's not a copy of it, but it has a great look of it.
Yes.
But that's only one corner pavilion of the palace.
I see, yes. And tell me, Lady Wicklow, was it built in Mount Merion or was it built in the castle?
Well, the actual framework, I suppose, would have been made in Hicks's workshop.
Yes.
And then brought either to see what a good-looking man he is.
That's
So then, but I suppose then it was brought to Mount Merion.
Yes.
To for him to work on it.
The reason I ask you that is that I get little pieces. Now, some of them are a bit contradictory. So, you know, you've got to take them with a little pinch of salt, and, you know, they're not genuine facts. Now, one of the things that I got from somewhere was that Sir Neville altered the house in Mount Merion to build...
Can I, sorry?
Yes, sure. To build the palace.
Yes.
Now, I have a picture, and I think that this is the place where it was built. We called it the ballroom when I was, you know, very young. And right enough, it was actually the schoolroom for the children of the domain of Mount Merion when the Lord Pembroke plus were there originally.
Yeah.
And it has been altered, funnily enough, with a glass roof. So in other words, they took out slates. They put
glass roof.
Now, originally, I would never have thought that the house was built with a glass roof or portion of it. Now, I was wondering, was this the room that Sir Neville built Mount Merion? You know,
yes.
The palace.
Yes, I wouldn't really know.
No, I know that.
No.
But I keep saying this, you see, and when you're giving a talk like that, okay, you don't tell lies, but you try and. People love little stories.
Yes, to make it as interesting as possible.
And I feel, and I really believe, apart from feeling, I have a great hunch that Sir Neville used this room, because we used to call it the ballroom. Now, I believe it, as I said, it was the children's, you know, schoolroom.
School.
Children of the domain.
Very likely.
Now, I have a picture of the room I'm talking about, so you'll be interested. Not the room, the house, it's burnt down now.
Yes.
I have actually a picture of that, which I let you have a look at, it. And you know, it kind of all adds up a bit, really.
There are very extensive stable buildings and all that sort of thing.
That's the one I was
outside,
talking about.
Outside,
yes.
And he could have well built it out in any of those, I suppose.
Well, you see, the house was on one side, and right opposite that was the stables plus this schoolroom. Ballroom, as we call it. And I have a picture here of the day of it. And I have a funny feeling that this could have been the place. See that?
Oh, yes.
And you see the roof? They were slaves.
Yes.
Now that's the... It did say definitely...
And you might well be right, because you see, that's facing back towards Dublin.
Yes.
And that's the North Light.
Oh,
that he would have been looking for as a painter.
Oh, yeah, of course, I wouldn't have known that now, yes.
See, painters always like a studio with a North Light.
I see, yes.
So he might well have put that in as his studio for doing his work.
Yes.
You see, not the building of the palace would have been built by Hicks, all put together.
Yes.
But it would have been the decorating and the painting of it, and all the detail inside that he did himself.
Yes, yes.
He'd want his North Light.
Where is his palace now?
In Denmark.
Dreadful, 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 dread Yes, and it quite honestly, looking, I remember that glass because I think the glass fell in one night on the room. We used to use it. We used to go to our dances there as kids.
Yes.
So it did fall in one night, but I
yes.
remember slate glass. Now, I have some pictures here which you'd be, I'm sure, interested in.
Oh, very.
The other side of that, there was pebble stones between that house, which you say
yes.
faces north, and this house, which would be facing south,
yes.
north, south, yes. And this is the original house taken about, it was a picture a friend of mine took, his father took it, about 1933-34, before the estate was built. In other words,
yes.
before the modern estate was built.
Yes.
And it is the house converted to a chapel.
Yes.
And Kenny did the work. Kenny is the man that built it.
Oh, I remember when the chapel was made there. Yes.
So this is the chapel when it was converted. It's not a great one. It's a reproduction I took from another little tiny.
And they used that part of the house for a chapel. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do indeed. I do indeed.
Now, I was terribly puzzled because, as you see there, there are five windows on the top, are there? Five windows, six windows on the top. Can you see the top of it? One, two, three, four, five.
Three in the bay window and a big one, and then
yes.
three in the return. That'll be six.
Six, yes. But now...
But that sort of porch must have been put on for the chapel. That.
Yes. Well, now the story, this is correct, because I spent a long time trying to work out how the picture that I had, this will interest you both, I'm sure, a lot. Sir Thomas and Lady Power.
Power's distillery, yes.
Yes, had a connection somewhere along the way. Now this is a picture of Sir Thomas and Lady Power outside the original house of Mount Marion House.
Yes.
I presume they were staying there, or I presume, looking at this, they were either visiting Sir Neville's time or somebody else's time, or they actually lived there.
Oh, no, they didn't live there.
Did they
at
not?
All. No, Sir Thomas Power lived in what is Leopardstown Park Hospital now.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where he lived.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, now this is a picture I'm told, well, it was in some other book, I got it. It's a picture of Sir Thomas and Lady Power taken outside Mount Marion House on their way down to the festival in Cork. How about that?
Now that would have nothing, I think, to do with Mount Marion. There might have been, I don't know what Leopardstown House was like.
Now Lady Wicklow, you have a look at the porch there. And tell me, would that be the same porch there?
Well, it might.
That's the original Mount Marion House.
I don't think it would be there.
Would it
because
not?
You see, this one, porch here, has a gable that goes up in the middle. And
would it not?
No. And that's a lead roof.
Well, I've been telling huge lies, so I'm
that's a leaded roof that's going up. This has a sort of balcony across. No, that wouldn't be it at all.
Would it not?
No.
No, I got that out of a book, this one.
Yes.
And the book definitely says, I don't know who said it or who, you know, who to quote
yes.
it, but they said it's Sir Thomas and Lady Power taken outside Mount Marion House. Now, I immediately, of course, was wondering how. There was no porch in this, but when Kenny built that, he took away the porch, as you can see there.
Well, unless there was another one round the corner. But it's not that one.
It's not,
no,
definitely.
That's three columns and a... Those are three different kinds of columns and a balcony across the top.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm not showing you that properly, actually. I'm sure. This is the one here. Is that the one you were looking at, no?
No, you said
that,
this one.
No, sorry. That, I thought, was that.
Well, it could be that, because I... You couldn't say, but it could be that, I suppose. It could be.
Could it?
It could be, I suppose, yes. Well, it could be that porch with the gable. Could be. It really could be.
No, well, that's something. And
not the one right the
corner. I haven't been telling
no,
half,
all,
half
no,
lies.
No, no, yes, half it could be.
Half lies. Anyway, these, funnily enough, were snapped, possibly taken with a little box camera around 1934.
But I tell you, we'll tell you all about that photograph is Mr. John Ryan, who lives around the corner, what's it called, his name of, he lives in a house there, just up above the Strillorgan Shopping Centre, Homefield.
Homefield?
Yes. On the Kilmacud, going up towards Kilmacud Road, but on the right, you know where Lenathan's is?
Yes, I do.
Up above there.
Is it?
There's
yeah.
one big house left somewhere along there. Homefield.
Homefield, yes.
Now, John Ryan's father. See, Sir Thomas Power had no children.
Yes, I see.
And he had nephews, the Ryans and the O'Reillys.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
This Mr. Ryan was the chairman of Irish Distillers.
I see.
And Frank O'Reilly is another chairman of. But they were all the nephews, and descendants of the nephews, the descendants of the nephews of Sir William Power.
Yes, yes.
But Mr. Ryan might be able to tell you about that
to get the
who's in it, you know?
Yes. That would be interesting because I keep saying these things, you see, and some
yes.
of the things, I've said a lot of things now,
well,
and I like to have the truth if I can.
Well, I haven't expert knowledge, and
no,
mine is more or less hearsay.
I don't know, but that's great. You know, these are very important. I like Santa Claus here now, the little bag.
Yes, you've got so many things.
This is a letter I got from Legoland when I wrote away to...
To Denmark.
You'd be interested in that, yes. You'd be interested in that, I'm sure.
Price 1 trillion 6 pence.
Yes, isn't that lovely? Isn't it?
As you can imagine. You mustn't lose your bits and pieces.
Oh, they're so valuable. You'd be interested.
Oh, yes,
I didn't show you those pictures, did I?
No. Can I look at them?
Certainly. Oh, yeah. No, I think I have them here. The other house, not that
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But this was the house originally, just before it was vacated. By who, I don't know. Who was last in Long Island House, I don't know.
Yes.
That was it there.
Yes.
Are you related to the many Count of Kellys?
I wish I was. No, I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Related
indeed.
To who?
Count
to the
O'Kelly.
Count O'Kelly.
No, I'm sorry.
You're O'Kelly, or
who? I'm O'Kelly, yes.
That's very Irish name.
Well, tis. Here's my piece de resistance.
I must give you that. Now, don't
let's
forget.
Nice, isn't it, to have?
Very,
yes.
Very nice.
Now, this is what they sent me on, and you'll be delighted with that.
Everything that
no,
you don't
right.
Say anything.
No, no.
Are these more things? That
no, they're my notes.
Oh, they're
no,
sorry.
There's nothing much that. This is a letter, actually. I wrote to Legoland, I was just saying there to Lady Wicklow, that I wrote to Legoland to find out where the Titanic had gone. I knew it was in Legoland, so this is the letter I got back from them.
In Holland?
In Denmark.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry, Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark.
I don't think I have one on the mantelpiece, but I have several of those small little pots of flowers.
Have you?
I have, yes.
Isn't it terrible to think it's gone out of the
country? You see, prices.
Wait till you see this catalogue.
Yeah, that's
a beautiful catalogue.
That will absolutely make you green.
And whereabouts in Denmark is it?
You know there's the Lego that the children play with?
Yes,
the
yes.
Blocks. Well, it's seemingly
the headquarters
of Lego. Where
did Lego originally come from Denmark?
I think so, yes, I think so.
Most of my grandchildren are playing with Lego.
Well, this is where it
is. Where we all
yes,
did.
Yes. They, in Denmark, they have a whole, I believe, a whole Lego park practically set out, made of little blocks, with everything in it, water and boats, all made from Lego.
But the palace is there.
And the palace is beside it. But you see, the problem is, they don't really know anything about it.
I can understand that.
No.
I mean, would we know anything about Danish?
No, they don't know anything.
They don't ask about Toledo.
You know, Hicks made some of this furniture.
For that
sideboard.
Well,
the dining room chairs and all those things.
Hicks made those, did he? Yes.
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 You see, the Danes. Denmark, I mean, they might be very good and be lovely things to look at that. They wouldn't really know anything of the history or anything else like that.
They will look after it much better than anybody here would look after it.
That is a terrible thing to say.
But it's true, you know.
It is dreadful. Now I don't know, you know, I mean, now, yes, if we got it back like that, maybe somebody would look after it. But you're very true. You see, they've painted everything in this. And
beautiful.
Lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
This is the latest one now. This will be this year's possibly catalogue.
Now, who is this produced by?
Lego.
Legoland.
By
yeah.
Lego.
Yes,
that's all. It's only asking.
A funny thing, they wrote to me, and it was very funny. I don't know whether it's on this or not. It could be. You may not have seen it.
You know, the what reminds me of this when you say Legoland, it's like Disneyland, you know?
Yes, true.
And to think that a Chinese palace is in some place like Legoland or Disneyland is to me awful.
Well, the amazing thing about it was to me, one of the letters I got was Gerald O'Kelly, Cedar Mount Road, Mount Marion, County Dublin, Aireland.
Aireland.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
I kept it somewhere. It's not on this. It's on some other one. But I thought it was lovely. But yes, it's nice.
Well, you have a lot of interesting pieces there.
There are, yes. Are there anything else now that I could show you on that? There were a few questions I wanted to ask you about it too that I didn't possibly forget all
but
about.
You must tell your audiences. You see, people say to us, they used to say to my husband and I said, why did you ever part with it? We didn't own it.
No.
So Neville Wilkinson left it in trust for children's charities.
Yes.
And it had to be sold by auction.
Yes.
And the only place you could sell a thing like that by auction and get the maximum amount for the charities was send it to London and went to Sotheby's.
Yes, of course, yes.
And that's how. And as I told you, we saw the Bank of Ireland, we saw the government agencies, we saw the RDS were keen to have it. And in the end, it was the tourist board who said they would buy it and put it in the RDS. And the RDS were willing to make a special little pavilion with an entrance all of its own where the long car park is along the road, along the wall going up to Simmons Court Road, along the Rock Road, up to the corner of Simmons Court Road. And they were going to make a special entrance there. And the tourist board were going to buy it on the day. And there were, as I told you, there were several other people like Mrs. Slazenger at Forest Court, like Lady Dunsany. All these people would have bought it from country houses in Ireland and raised the money for children's charities. But everybody thought, as the Irish tourist board was going to buy it, don't obstruct the sale. Let them get it for whatever they can get it for. And they never, the tourist board never even sent a representative on the day of the sale. They weren't even there on the day of the sale. And that's how it was lost to Ireland.
This is a very good book.
Very.
Lovely. Beautiful.
Very good.
That's frightening. Yeah.
I must get the address of Legoland from that. I might write and ask them for another one.
Of course, yes, yes, indeed.
Tell them my old connection with it. I tell them you've heard it.
Oh,
me.
Yes, indeed. I'd be delighted. I'm sorry I can't give it.
I can't ask them for another one,
but you can say you certainly would.
I'll
give you the address of that lady, actually, if I can.
The lady,
I think she's a public relations officer there. I think
now.
I would imagine her name is on this here. So certainly you're very welcome to it, no doubt about it. I'd love to give you that. Oh, yes, I have.
Did you ever see anything like the dining room? And the table laid.
Look at the chairs.
Absolutely.
It's frightening.
What did they pay for this from them?
It was sold for something like 30,000.
30,000?
Yes. And when it was at Ballinasloe Straw, now this is another important point, when it was at Ballinasloe Straw, it was never advertised, but it was known by word of mouth. People coming to Ireland were told about it, and everybody locally knew about it.
Yes.
And you know, it used to make over 50,000 a year at Ballinasloe Straw, and then sold in London for 30,000.
Great.
The whole thing was
absolutely
was
great.
Wicked.
Oh.
Wicked.
Great. Couldn't have been sold for 30,000. Sold for 3 million now.
It would be now.
See, the signboard made of satinwood and two knife ends.
Beautiful.
The dining room was fantastic. The table laid and all the glasses and all.
Wait till you see the little chapel.
Well, everything is, you know, every room you look at is. But this is a very good brochure.
It's lovely.
These are beautifully produced.
I have a question here. Phyllis and Gwendolyn were born in England, Ireland. Rotunda in Ireland, no idea.
No idea.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
Just one of these things. Where was Sir Neville buried? In Ireland, England?
No, he's buried down in Arklow.
Do you mind if I take along the pen?
In Kilbride Churchyard, Arklow.
Kilbride?
Yes. Just by the back gate of Shelton. He and his wife are both buried there.
Kilbride and Arklow.
Kilbride Church, yes. Arklow. Actually, it's in the parish of Mocha.
Oh.
But,
you see the nursery and the cradle.
You see, Sir Neville spent his early life, of course, in the British Army.
Yes.
He was Major Sir Neville Wilkinson. And he was out in India a lot. And it was when he was in India that he met, on his way out to India, he met Lady Beatrice.
I see. Beatrice or Beatrix?
Beatrix.
Trix, sorry, yes.
Beatrix.
Yes.
And it was on his way to India he met her. She was Lady Beatrix.
Yes.
Herbert.
Yes.
Herbert is the Pembroke.
Yes, of course, yes. You see, we have... I have a lot of pictures I took myself. There are a lot of gate lodges with PM now, Pembroke and Montgomery, still in Mount Marion. They're still to be seen, which is nice because you can show these on slides and people are naturally interested in it, you know, and it's nice to see it. And they're in lovely preservation, you know, a few of the gate lodges. Not a lot, but there are.
Yes.
There's one beautiful one, actually. Beauty. And there are loads and loads of these type of gate lodges around.
Yes.
William Ashford paintings, he was commissioned more or less by the Fitzwilliams, I think.
That I couldn't tell you.
No, I just thought it might have
been. I know the name well.
He did a lot of paintings around Mount Marion.
Yes.
And he was commissioned, I think, by, I think it was the, Fitzwilliams, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, they're just things that I wanted to throw at you there. Sounds terrible to say, throw at you.
When the date that the Pembroke succeeded Fitzwilliam, I couldn't tell you.
Yes.
You'd only have to look that up in the brochure in Who's Who.
Yes. What's the name of that, by the way? What's it called in the Who's Who? Debrett?
No, Debrett.
Debrett.
Debrett. That is the book of family categories and sort of who's who of families.
And it's called Who's Who, is it?
No, it's called Debrett.
Debrett, oh.
Yes.
Would you get that?
We'll get
buy
it in any library.
Library, yeah.
Oh, you can buy a modern one. You go back quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know where my copy is. As I tell you, I have a lot of books under the stairs that I haven't yet unpacked.
If you ever get anything that would, you know, be of interest, I'd be delighted to.
Yes.
I want to write you out that. no, in case I forget it. It's written in a language I can understand here. It's Marianne. I nearly die when I see it. I really do.
What date did it go out of the country?
I suppose
1968.
After Phyllis died. When Phyllis died, Gwendolyn took it to London. And it went on beautiful. Few months in Harrods before it was sold. Thank you very much.
Delighted. I'm sorry I can't give you that.
Not at all. I'll write and get a copy.
Would you mind?
Not at all.
I wouldn't like to write and ask
for No, you couldn't do it either. I'll say I saw it.
Would you do that?
Yes,
you can say you can mention my name.
Oh, I will, yes, I say I saw it.
They may have it somewhere on file. And they seem to be interested. They really don't know anything about it now, from what I gather. Because how I got on to Denmark was, and that's, I was surprised when you said you knew where it was, because my last one, actually I finish up the chat or talk or whatever, with, it's a long time since I've actually done this here. I usually finish up, but these are little pieces. I'll read them out to you because they'd be of interest to you, and some of them may be wrong. No, I just don't. I got them from slips of cuttings or whatever. I'll give you some of them actually. you probably will say a lot of this is wrong, so just tell me if it's wrong, because I'd rather know the truth.
You know,
and I've been given these somewhere. It's not my own makeup. I have here, Gwendolyn and her sister rented a house in Ballinastraw from 1939 to 1955, roughly. No?
1939
to 1955, that's possibly wrong.
They were there long after 55.
Were they?
Oh yes, they were. It might have been 65.
Would it?
Yes.
I could put 65 there, could I?
Yes.
I might as well change this now. I'm sorry, I'm taking a loan of your pen, by the way. Sorry about that.
It would have been about 1956 to 65.
Oh, 56?
Yes.
I see.
To 65. The house belonged to Sir Anthony Esmond.
Yes.
Who was a neighbour.
I see. Yes. That's good to know now.
And his original house was burnt down during the Troubles in Ireland.
Yes.
And this house they rented was a very nice draw. Is this thing working?
I think so, yes. I hope so. Yes.
Which replaced the Esmond house that was burnt down during the Troubles in Ireland.
Yes.
And it was designed by Sir Edwin Lutyens.
Oh.
So it was a very nice house.
I see, yes. I have here the palace was put on exhibition in Ballinastraw, and during the years 287,702 people saw it.
And that I wouldn't know.
That's a hard one.
But I'm still wrong about that date. They went to Ballinastraw. They went about 46.
46, yeah.
Yes, 46. Lord Wicklow died, my father-in-law died in 46, and very shortly after that she moved.
Great.
It was only a few miles from Arklow.
Yes, I see. So roughly 46 to 65.
Yes, approximately 65.
So I have here, in 1955, it was packed and lodged for safekeeping in the Bank of Ireland. So I don't know where I got
when?
That. In 1955, that wouldn't be right.
Oh, no. It would have been when they went away in 65
or 66.
About
there. Yes, yes. So
they
better change that.
The Esmonds wanted their house back.
Yes.
Sir Anthony Esmond had succeeded by then, and he was retiring. He had been the government minister here.
Yes.
And when he was retiring, he wanted his house back.
Yes.
And so Phyllis and Gwendolyn packed up and went to England.
I see.
And Phyllis only lived a few years after that.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Two or three years after that.
Yes.
But Gwendolyn only died last year.
Excuse me, yeah.
Or earlier this year.
I see. I just have here one. Gwendolyn went to live in Wiltshire, but in actual fact, it was the two of them. Would that be Wiltshire?
Well, she owned a house there, you see.
Wiltshire, yeah.
She lived in Wiltshire, a house on the Pembroke Estate at a place called East Noyle.
Oh, okay, I'll put that down.
K-N-O-W-Y-L-E.
On the Pembroke Estate?
Yes, or belonging to the Pembrokes.
Yeah.
East Noyle. Well, all that would be their property, that part of those villages in Wiltshire would be the Pembroke property.
I don't have to write that down.
It's all there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It was not to be put on exhibition again until 1966. That's wrong.
It was on show in, I don't know what year it was sold, but it was on show for a few months in Harrods,
yes,
in
I
London.
Have that.
And then it was bought by the owner of Wootie Cove.
Yes.
Down in
yes.
Dorset.
Yes.
And it was on show there for a number of years.
I see. I have here a charitable trust was formed and registered in London, known as Tiny Crafts Limited.
Well, I couldn't.
No.
Yeah, absolutely, I couldn't.
Let that one go.
Yes.
The trustees were Gwendolyn and Mr. John Wiley. of the RDF.
I doubt that. He might have been approached when they were thinking of the RDF. No, the trustees were Gwendolyn and Lady Hamilton, who was herself a Pembroke.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? The three trustees. Gwendolyn and Lady Hamilton. Hambledon. I can't remember now who the other one was.
Don't worry, that's good.
It was a third trustee.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been John Wiley.
No, that's
except
right.
Whatever dealings they had with him.
Yes.
About the RDS.
Yes, yes. It's funny the way you can get the things wrong, isn't it? I've that wrong.
Yes, but you know. The papers are always wrong.
Yes, I know that. This is why. But you've got to
yes.
just come out with something. So,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
You've got to
exactly.
and make it sound.
Yes, there's always an element
truth.
Of truth. Well, there's always an element of truth
yes,
in it.
Yes, yes, truth.
Imagine
the millions this
was
yes.
brought into the RDS.
Yes.
Yes. If it had been on
permanent exhibition, there wouldn't have
been a child in Ireland, England, or wherever they came from who would go to see that.
True.
And
true.
A little girl from the country.
It's
power,
isn't it?
Oh.
And
criminal.
Absolutely. It's dreadful.
Absolutely criminal. And they never even turned up at the auction.
They got millions for it.
It's dreadful.
Over the years, they'd have made millions. And not talk of thousands, they'd have
millions.
They would have brought in millions. Mm. Talk of their own lottery and all the rest.
The RDS proposed building a special centre at the cost of £30,000.
Well, I couldn't tell you anything
roughly,
about it.
Roughly,
well,
it wouldn't
be
money.
Less, let's
no,
say.
No.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the palace was taken to Harrods of London in connection with an Irish promotion. Possibly, yes.
I didn't know about that.
Part of the trustees' difficulties was the fact that if the palace was not on display for charity, it must not be sold. Sorry. Part of the trustees' difficulties was the fact that if the palace was not on display for charity, it must be sold, yes?
Yes, and by auction.
And by auction, yes.
Yes. Well,
yes.
That goes for other charitable property.
Yes. On the 11th of May 1970, Titania's Palace was bought by a director of a London dealer's called Sphinx at Christie's.
Yes, that could be.
That'd be correct.
That could be.
The price, £135,000.
Then, yes.
Yeah. The Irish Rehabilitation Institute dropped out of the bidding at £130,000. Where did I get that? No, it wouldn't be on, no.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Should I leave it in, or
I would
rather take
yes,
what you think
yes,
is wrong.
No, I just don't know.
No.
Yes, I just don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gwendolyn still wanted the palace placed on permanent exhibition for children's charities.
Yes.
I suppose that weird. After the bidding, there was confusion, as the Irish group said they had also bid 135,000.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Wouldn't. Should yes. I leave that in?
Leave it in, yes. It shows somebody yeah. tried.
Yes.
Could check that someday with the rehabilitation.
Yes,
people.
Yes. That's true. A spokesman for the Sphinx group said they had instructions to outbid anyone else.
Well, that is probably true too. It's a leak.
The palace was bought for an unnamed European institution. Again, I suppose.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Did you know who it was now?
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
That's very interesting.
Now that's grand.
Yes.
Look, you're very good. I
well,
won't
I don't
delay
know if
your time
anything
out
else.
Too much. But you're terrific because that's a great amount.
You see, one of the things, one of the clues to Sir Neville's marvellous work in a way is, as I said, his job at the Office of Arms because
yes.
he did very, very meticulous and
yes.
small painting, doing the coats of arms and
yes.
all that sort of work.
Yes.
And he was very good at mosaic too. And there's a nice piece of mosaic by him in the Presbyterian Church in York Road in Dunleary.
That's
if you want
to
go and see
that.
To
see that. Yes, yes.
And then just before the war, he decorated the Guards Chapel in London.
I see, yes.
And
yes.
that was bombed badly. In 1940, at the beginning of the war, that was badly bombed, and on a Sunday morning during service, and a number of people in it were killed, including Lord Glenavy's daughter, who happened to be at church there that Sunday.
Extraordinary, yes, yes. My goodness.
I'm sure that has been repaired, the God's Chapel.
Yes, yes.
But that would have been 1940, and then, as I told you, Sir Neville came over to live at Chefton.
Yes, yes.
With my father-in-law.
I see. That's great.
So that was the... Now, will you have a little glass of wine?
Do. I will have a little drop of orange, if you wouldn't mind.
Do you not drink?
I don't drink, would you believe, at all. I don't have no objections to anyone else drinking.
Oh, well, I must get you a... It's club orange, all right.
Anything, yeah. Lovely. Yes, if you wouldn't mind. Thanks very much. Oh, it's great to get all that information. That's terrific now.
Well, I don't know that it was much use.
Ah, it's great, great. I don't go to any bother.
No, I'm just thinking I have a glass.
Are you sure?
They're all here.
Don't worry.
This table.
If I ever happen to give the talk anywhere, that I will invite you if you'd like to come.
Oh, I'd love to.
Would you like
to
come,
yes,
Lady
I'd love to.
You know, it may not be for a long time because we've kind of. I've given it twice or three times in Mount Marion, so you could lose your popularity, so could be a while.
There's a nice girl who works with me, or a woman. I'm very interested in Abbey Field housing for the elderly.
Is that so? Yes.
And they started a committee, you know, in Mount Marion, Abbey Field.
That's right.
And they've been presented with a site.
Oh.
So I'll be seeing a bit more. I'm the chairman of Abbey Field here in Dublin.
I see, yes.
So
yes.
I'll be seeing a bit more of Mount Marion, you see?
Yes, yes.
And our Abbey Field already have a house here in Munster.
Ah, yes.
It shows the sort of thing we do.
Yes.
And we have 12 residents.
Great.
And we have 7 or 8 residents out in the Hoth Road.
I see.
And I was wondering, and this girl said to me tonight, I said, well, I don't like to ask him the first time I see him. She said she'd wondered, a bit later, you know, more in the winter.
Yes, yes.
Would you ever give a talk?
Certainly, yeah, delighted.
To the ladies down certainly. In our, you see, the 12 residents on our committee.
Yes.
And some of the ones from Hoth Road, you know, there's only about 20.
Delighted, yeah, pleasure, yes, indeed. Yeah, thanks very much. Pleasure, no problem. Yes, it'd be delightful. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
You see, and we're always looking for things that would interest the ladies.
Yes.
And particularly, you see, if you're doing a... If we have an Abbey Field later on, up in Mount Marion, you see,
yes.
It's a deer park. Yes. It must have been originally a deer park.
Yes.
And then the other name, I think, is very interesting, is the Galloping Green.
Galloping Green, yes.
And you wonder...
Well, of course, Leopardstown was a leper colony at one stage. Leopardstown.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah, there was a leper colony up there.
Really?
In Leopardstown.
Oh.
But again...
Well,
of course,
the opposite against this name.
Yes.
That count, really.
Yes, yes.
That there is an origin to
absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
That was definitely
the obelisk I was thinking of, like, nobody has ever seen it, and I'm sure it was there, and it actually is there because I saw it on a very old map in the Pembroke Estate offices.
Mm.
And seemingly one of the what did I say now, I keep forgetting, the Mrs. Verskoy.
Oh yes, she was one of the her husband.
An agent, was she?
Henry Verskoy. Her father, Henry Verskoy, was one of the last agents. Henry Verskoy then was succeeded by his nephew, Henry Vernon, as agent. And then Henry Vernon was succeeded by his son, Michael Vernon, who's still alive, but he didn't last very long with the Pembroke Estate. And Mrs. Verskoy. The Verskoys were one of the illegitimate families of the old Fitzwilliam of Marion.
Oh,
that I told you had 69 sons and no heir.
Oh my goodness me. It's amazing, isn't
that
it?
That was the story always in Ireland. 69 sons and no heir. They were all illegitimate. And the Verscoyles were one of those family. And that was their connection. And ever since, the Vernons and the Verscoyles had all been agents of Pembroke Estate.
Well, this Mrs. Verscoyle used to sit under the obelisk in the woods, the one I'm talking about, and wait for her husband to come up on horseback, seemingly from Merion Castle or thereabouts. He used to come up the straight up Mount Merion Avenue.
From the house?
From the house. From, whether it was, there was originally a house, you see, down where the blind children's place in Merion.
Yes.
Which was the original house in Merion. Of the Fitzwilliams, and then Marion, then they built the house up in Mount Marion, which would be the Mount Marion.
Yes.
And she used to watch the children running up, I believe, not her children, her husband coming up the horseback.
Yes. But I was going to tell you that most of these obelisks,
yes,
they're practically. Well, not every, but many families whose antecedents or ancestors had been involved with Wellington or in the Peninsular Wars, they put up an obelisk in their grounds. And those obelisks date anywhere. There's the Wellington Memorial in the park.
Yes.
And there's the obelisk at Obelisk Park, and there are various ones around the country. The Marquess of Downshire has a large one up at Column. The Marquess of Anglesey, you can see it as you cross the Menai Straits. But those all commemorate their connection with the Napoleonic Wars. And they go back to 17... before Napoleon, of course, 17... after the Revolution, 89 onwards and so on.
That's interesting.
And then you find a lot of them in Ireland where families were connected with the Napoleonic Wars.
So in actual fact,
Peninsular Wars with Nelson, with the Nelson's Column, they were a sort of, you see, one of the things was that Napoleon, amongst his conquests, he conquered Egypt.
Yes.
And he brought back from Egypt what Cleopatra's needed. These obelisks were a great thing in ancient Egypt, and there's Cleopatra's Needle on the Thames Embankment in London. There's another one in the middle of the Place de Concorde in Paris.
Yes.
And there are various other ones brought back from Egypt in Europe.
Oh.
And then from that came these obelisks in various country parks and on various estates in Ireland and in England.
Yes. Interesting now, that's terrific to know, because
one picks up these little bits of information.
Yes, they're all very relevant along. To
now
it.
Now,
look,
you might finish your lemonade.
I'm
finish
now,
the one
thanks
that's
very
there.
Much. Oh, that's right.
A little bottle. Do you have another bottle?
No, gosh, no, thank you. Oh, that's lovely. I'm holding you up now.
No, I'm
right.
Not at all.
10 to 10 indeed, sorry.
Oh, no, not at all. Is that somebody coming in? Did somebody come in?
No, it's only Friday.
Letting the dog.
I'm just looking to find out what to
do. Would you mind?
Down the blind to the back. Just a minute. Sorry.
Not at all.
I'm going to ask Mr. Kelly. Do you see the bottle of sherry?
Yes, sorry. Yes.
I'm going to give myself another little bottle of sherry.
Well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So
that was the origin of the obelisk. So in actual fact, the obelisk then in Mount Merion must have been something similar to that, I suppose.
Well, some of the family had some connection with the Napoleonic
Wars,
or with Wellington, or...
Yes. You were saying it had some little trinkets here, was it, to do with Titania's palace, no?
No, I have two. The only thing I have are two of the little flower pots, you know, the flowers.
And they were the same as the...
Yes, they were, my husband. You see, that's one there. And my husband's mother had a whole lot of little...
Sorry, this?
No, the next one, there, yes. That was the vase, yes. You see. And there was a flower pot around in another case in the hall.
Ah, yes, yes.
You know, those are the kind of things they have
that's
in,
the sort,
on
that's
the floor
the,
in the palace, yes.
Yes, and that would be
the
size
of scale,
the,
yes.
Scale of it, yes.
I'll show you the little, other little pots for you, though, if I can find them.
Yeah, that's amazing, all right. I'd love to get a shot of that now, not tonight, but if sometime, if I could, maybe with the brightness, maybe out in the front with the sun or
yeah.
Brightness, just a shot of that to put on a slide that I could. It's very hard when you're.
I have two or three more little ones I
have
put
you?
With it, yes.
And if I could get a slide of them, you see.
You'll see them illustrated.
Yeah, and it'll give some idea of the actual
yes.
Size.
Size,
very,
yes.
Very hard
you to. Want to put something beside them for scale.
Exactly, yes. Very, very different.
Something like an orange or an apple or
exactly, yeah. Well, people don't, you know.
A teacup that people
yeah,
recognize.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's great. So, in actual fact, Titania's was pretty big, wasn't it? That's the scale
well,
size.
You'd see some of them on the floor in the hall. It,
yes.
Where's
yes.
Your book?
Yes.
I don't know whether I saw them in the old photographs or in this one. Oh no, you know the tiny little pots of flowers I have outside in the cupboard.
Yeah.
A pink and
oh,
red.
Oh, I you do like nature.
That's a very interesting brochure.
This is a very
I think
one.
It's very well done. I haven't seen one done.
Now do you see that little one there? I have little ones like that.
Ah, yes.
With
yes,
little
yes.
Tulips and other little flowers.
Yes.
You know that. Tiny little pots they're not plastic at all.
Well, I don't know which ones
I'm
you're
talking
about.
I'm talking about the little China ones.
Oh, that's the difference.
They're
thing,
out
yes.
In the cupboard.
Oh, hello, hello. You're very good now, aren't you?
Do you see there, Mr. O'Kelly?
Yes.
Do you see they have them? Do you see the tubs
ah,
there?
Yeah.
And the pots and those.
So that would be actually the size would have made with them.
That little pot is yes. They're about the size
ah, yes,
of
yes.
Those little tubs.
Yes. That would be great to have that because that
look,
would give them an idea.
One.
Yes.
And there's another one.
Oh, great. Yes.
And I'll show you one of mine now. There's one.
Mm.
I'll show you one of mine.
That's great. Yeah, that's interesting.
If I can put my fingers on them. I have three or four of them.
That's great. Should I see it when I'm going out? Don't worry. Don't be getting up and down there. That's great now to know. You see, I usually have the dimensions written out on my little... No, I have to use notes because the old head, as I said, wasn't the greatest, but I usually keep this beside me and I can...
I don't know whether Sir Neville Wilkinson was in the Grenadier Guards. He wasn't really Irish.
I
he would have been in the Guards, one of the Guards.
I think I have something about
and he was
him.
A great cricketer.
Was he?
He used to play for the famous Zingari team.
Ah.
And when I remember my brother, when he was a little boy, we went to see the palace. He had it on view in Cleary's when we were small children.
Had he? Yes.
And my brother, we were taken as children to see it. And Sir Neville, I suppose, knew who we were or what, knew my father, you see, at the time. And lifting up my brother and showing him the palace, and then lifting my brother down and saying, look, you and I are wearing the same Zingari tie.
Yes.
That was the most exclusive and fashionable cricket club in England.
Ah. And the son had one also, had he something like that? The tie, his tie was, he was folding him, I take it. Or
my brother must have looked like the colours, yes. Red, black and yellow with the Zingari.
Something the same, yes, yes.
Red, black and yellow.
Yes, that's lovely.
Sir Neville Wilkinson.
Yes. So in actual fact, his slide comes up quite well. I photographed from that book, and I brought the photograph in. No, what did I do? Yes, I took a photograph of from the book, and I brought the photograph in to a man who's an expert in slide making.
Yes.
And he makes the slide for me. And it's in black and white, so I can throw it up on the,
screen,
and
yes.
It comes out very well. Now it's black and white.
Oh yes, but that would be very nice.
But it comes out lovely.
Do you remember a place as you went into the upper castle yard or the lower castle yard, top of Dawson Street, called Masons.
I do indeed.
They were opticians.
Well,
and
yeah.
made barometers.
Yes,
and he made wonderful slides.
That's all. Yes, I do. He did sell photographic stuff afterwards.
He did,
as well.
Yes,
I did. I remember.
That's gone altogether, I think.
Yes, it's gone. Yes.
But the next time you're in town, take a trip into the Babylon Castle, the Upper Castle Yard, and look at the Office of Arms, and you'll see that the square block, one of the corners of the palace, is very much.
Yes, I do that. Yeah, that's very interesting. These are the things that are, you know, they're great because every little, it's like a little jigsaw. You put little pieces together. You know, and some of them, you know, I like to, if I can possibly get it, I can get it deadly accurate. But
apart from family relations in England, I don't suppose there are many people here who know anything about Sir Evan Wilkinson.
Yes, there were books written. He wrote books, and I could never find them. Would they be in any of the libraries or anything?
Yes. They're not the sort of thing you'd get in the RDS. You'd have to go to the National Library or Trinity Library or to the London Library or, you know, one of these libraries. There are a number of them that get a copy of every book that's published. Trinity is one here in Dublin.
Yes.
So that whatever you want, sometimes hard to get them out because I suppose they have to get them out.
No, but you could possibly read them in there.
Or you could read them in the library.
Mm. Oh, it's fascinating, and I must say that the more you go into it, the more fascinating it becomes. So really,
I love it.
I really do, and I thrive on it. I bore everybody with half the time, however. Nice. Not many people know.
There's a famous, what they call a diptych. A triptych has three pieces to it, an altarpiece with two that fold out and one in the middle. But a diptych has only two pieces hinged together.
Yes.
And there's the famous Wilton diptych that goes back to medieval times.
Oh.
And I have a very interesting copy of that made by Sir Neville Wilkinson.
Oh, have you? Yeah. That's amazing.
His widow gave it to me before she gave it to me and my husband.
Maybe sometime, you know, if possible, as I say, some brightish day or.
Yes.
If you could just have them and I could come down and maybe photograph
them.
I'd love to.
Because you see, that'd be interesting in connection with Mount Marion House.
Yes. Anything like that is terribly important. And it adds to the interest, you know.
Mm.
It adds to it. There was a story that I got now. I don't know whether this is true or not. I usually use it, actually. And it was it was the last of the Fitzwilliam family, whether it was the seventh or eighth now, I'm not quite sure, but the story I got was, let me see where it is now, my memory is going a bit odd. Viscount Richard the seventh, the next in line was, no, I may be wrong on this, is Richard the eighth, who was next in line to take over, was heir to the lands of Mount Mary and the house. And he was sitting around having a cup of tea with his father and the Earl of Pembroke. And as they were having their tea, the son, who was also a Richard, poured his tea into a saucer and he blew on it. And he was disinherited from the whole thing in favour of Sydney Herbert. Now, I see you smiling and I'm sure you don't believe half of it. And I tell this because I got it and I didn't make it up, and the reason I put it in is that whether this is true or not, I don't know.
What is that?
It's Mount Marion the Old. Did I show you that?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought I showed you that.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
There you are. Sorry. I thought I showed you that one. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's Martin Emery himself.
Yes, and he told the story.
Yes, well, that's what it was.
So, you know, I
Father Gorm, which used to be in that style.
That's right.
Coldstream Guards, yes, yes, yes. I don't remember whether it was Grenadiers. I knew he wasn't the Irish at the
Guards.
Coldstream Guards.
Coldstream.
Active service in India, South Africa. And during World War One. We had a great ceremony in St. Patrick's Cathedral, oh, it might be 3 or 4 years ago now, for the bicentenary of the formation of the Knights of St. Patrick.
That's so, yes.
And they invited anybody, the descendants of wives and widows, that's how I got invited.
Yes, lovely.
Of any of the families that had been Knights of St. Patrick.